reading about Blessed Miguel Pro, and I know very, very little about him, and I want Sister Maria Miguel to hook me up with a little more information, her patron saint, well, beatified individual. Blessed Miguel Pro, he grew up during the Mexican Revolution, entered the seminary. He had to do his studies abroad because he probably would have been put to death if he had remained in Mexico. After being ordained, he returned to Mexico to serve. He lived only from July to November before he was executed. It was really interesting reading about it, though, because it's so beautiful how our natural personalities and qualities, abilities, traits translate when we put them into the service of God. As a youngster, actually all throughout his life, he was a jokester, he was a prankster. He would go so far, he was so precocious, he would do daring things, actually sometimes risking his own life. Well, when he's ordained, he returns to Mexico, he would be the one to dress up. He'd have all sorts of different disguises to serve the Catholics, those who sought to remain faithful in Mexico. So he'd go to Catholic families' homes, he'd dress as a beggar or a street person in order to go into homes and baptize, bless marriages, anoint people. There were times he even dressed up as a police officer, went to the police headquarters, right, to bring the Blessed Sacrament to those in prison. Well, finally they caught on to him and they trumped up false charges of saying he tried to commit murder. He was not allowed to go to trial. He was executed immediately. It was so beautiful reading one of the letters to a loved one that he had sent months before, and he said, "God is so generous with me that sometimes I almost fear," he said, "almost fear that I won't be killed for him, that I won't be allowed to be a martyr because he's so good to me in allowing me to serve his faithful here on earth." He said, "because I long to go home to heaven." And I believe everyone knows that his very famous final words. When he goes to execution, he asks for one request, and it's one of the most beautiful photos of him. He said, "Will you allow me to pray before you shoot me?" Because he's going before the firing squad. He knelt down to pray. He took out his rosary and a small crucifix, and he went before the firing squad, and he said, "I don't want to be blindfolded." He wanted to look at his executioners as they shot him. He put out both arms, one with the rosary, one with the crucifix. So he died in a cruciform. And he looked at his executioners and he said, "May God forgive you. I bear nothing against my enemies. Long live Christ the King." And they killed him. Something that one of the writers said, one of the authors of the articles I read, he said, Miguel Pro renounced everything for God. He had many young women who sought him as a future prospect for marriage. People thought he would take over his father's mining company, but he gave all for our Lord, and he gave all down to the very end. I close with this. When I was reading what took place in Mexico, it started with not allowing the faith to be taught in schools. I thought, gosh, that sounds coincidental. And then it said, you were not allowed to pray in public. Thought, wow, that sounds very similar to what's happening in our country. Then it was priests and religious could not dress in clerical religious attire. Thought that might happen before long. Then they closed Catholic schools. And then the revolution took full form. We live in an age in our country in which if we are not willing to renounce everything for Christ, we most likely will not be able to persevere in our faith. Miguel Pro is a great saint to look to in these times.